Some people are going to be stuck in their old ways. They're afraid of change. But if you adopt this adaptable growth mindset where you're able to see the opportunities in the change and how we can grow stronger as a team, that's going to set the tone in a positive way for your team to grow stronger and look to you for more leadership.
It's gonna really be important to have mindset strategies to be adaptable as well, being open to new ideas, being eager to learn and prepared to make changes.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy.
We're your hosts, Jack and Kara Dennison, and we're your ultimate career coaches.
We're here to help you find, land, and crush your dream job.
And help you live an amazingly authentic life while doing it.
If you're a professional ready to make the money you're worth, make an impact at companies you like, and live authentically, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy. Class is in session.
Welcome back to the Career Advancement Academy. I am one of your hosts, Kara Dennison, with my other host, Jack Dennison. Jack, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. I have my green on because St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. Do you have any plans?
Hopefully, a little corned beef and cabbage with you, sweetheart.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. A little green beer, a little something like that. Well, wherever you are, I hope that you have exciting plans for St. Patty's Day this weekend, right? But before that, let's talk about managing. We are on a little bit of a topic trend for March, which is managing for March. And this week, we are talking about, for episode 40, influence without authority, learning to manage from the middle. When we talk about managing from the middle, we're talking about if you are having to lead a peer group, right, in a project, and you don't really have the authority as their direct leader, but you have to get some stuff done. How do we do that? By getting some authority. Maybe you were just promoted to a lead or a supervisor or that first line manager position, and you might find yourself in this really unique situation where you technically are leading a team, but you feel kind of pulled because you don't have that full authority of a high-level leader who's setting the strategy, and you are constantly feeling pulled between your team and leading your team and answering to higher level leaders. We find that you need to have influence when you are managing from the middle. So, when we talk about managing from the middle, you might find yourself in any one of those positions. And here are some strategies that we're going to go over today in order to make sure that if you are in one of those positions, you can make the most out of the teams that you are leading. So, why is this even important? And why and how can we make sure that you are increasing the productivity of your teams and your influence? Well, Jack, let's talk about the first and most important thing, which is strategic collaboration. Why is it important?
I think strategic collaboration really comes down to being able to make sure that everybody's working together because we all have finite resources. And if we are not spending our time wisely, we're going to end up in a situation where we bleed time and we don't accomplish what we're looking to do.
Yeah. So strategic collaboration is really when middle management and employees, they truly are instrumental in creating a collaborative culture, right? They're the key to connecting various aspects of the company, which involves innovation, efficiency, productivity, making sure that things get done. They're not the conduits of the top-down directives. So we really want to make sure that you're being able to be collaborative, get things done, and be in alignment with everything that the organization's doing. And in fact, in 2023, employee engagement increased due to effective team collaboration, resulting in 21% higher profitability and a drop in absenteeism of 41%. It is estimated that by the end of 2024, employees with workplace collaboration are forecasted to increase revenue and productivity by 30%. Those are huge numbers. This means that collaboration and strategic collaboration is not just a nice to have, but a strategic skill that's necessary for all of us to develop in order to have organizational success at the top level, but also on the teams, right? And people that are in the middle that are kind of in between the senior leaders and the employees are really going to be important in order to drive these goals forward, increase engagement, and they need to have influence to do that, right?
I think that's so important. And I think since they're so integral in initiating those cross-departmental projects, right, they need to be able to have this ownership of the ability to drive those projects that they're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. Cross-departmental projects are a huge way to increase cross-functional collaboration, right? So if you're working on something that is customer-facing, it would make sense to have the marketing team, the sales team, the product team, the engineering team, the tech team to all work together. And you might find yourself leading a team of cross-departmental people in order to get something done, like potentially updating the website or something, right? And so having that collaboration is going to be a huge key to success. So what is collaboration at the basic level? It's working together towards a common goal, working together well and seamlessly, right? And really a good way to do that is having excellent communication and what we're going to talk about next, which is being adaptable. So adaptability really helps leaders change strategies when things aren't working, handle uncertainties, and guide teams to be flexible. This is a great way to welcome change with open arms, right? Why is this so important for people in the middle?
I think really when you're in the middle, because you don't have the title that people say, oh, whatever you do goes. Your ability to pivot, lead your team through those uncertainties is not just valuable, but it's essential because you're going to have a lot of people who potentially are stuck in old ways. They're afraid of change. And when we are able to quickly adjust and we're eager to learn and make those beneficial changes, we can stay ahead of what potential problems might come down the road. And that is going to be so important when you're leading a project, when you're leading other peers, because they're going to be looking to you. They're looking for that standard structure that they're used to. And you need to be assertive. You need to also be willing to be adaptable with that change if something's necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially like Jack said, when you're not directly leading someone, being adaptable when changes come up is a huge skill to have when you're in this middle area, right? When you're a team lead, supervisor, manager, or leading a project, because of the fact that when changes happen in company, and they happen all the time, if you look back on the last 4 years with the pandemic and recession and uncertainty and all this other stuff, sometimes you're the first person that employees are going to be able to talk to or look to. And if you're the one that's kind of freaking out or not adaptable or not being resilient, then that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the team, right? And so you're this first line of quote unquote defense between this senior leadership and the employees, and they're the ones that's looking to you, which means that you have influence. This means that the people in the middle have a great responsibility, but also this power of influence to really set the tone of engagement or disengagement for the rest of the employees on there, right? So you are this link between senior leadership, the directives that they send down, the organizational goals, the KPIs, all that other stuff. But also when the company is going through changes, maybe they're changing strategies, changing branding, maybe going through a layoff, et cetera. However you react can really influence the rest of the team and how they react too. And Jack kind of mentioned some people are going to be stuck in their old ways. They're afraid of change. But if you adopt this adaptable growth mindset where you're able to see the opportunities in the change and how we can grow stronger as a team, that's going to set the tone in a positive way for your team to grow stronger and look to you for more leadership, right? This is going to not just grow the team and make them stronger, but it's going to propel you in your career too. If you're constantly being looked at as a leader that has influence, then others are going to take notice of that as well. And you're going to be the next one naturally in line for promotions, leadership opportunities, et cetera. So, what are some tactical strategies for being adaptable, Jack?
I think the key with adaptability is viewing challenges as opportunities for learning, growing, instead of seeing them as obstacles or something that's a problem that's going to cause friction. And really being able to get the rallying support of your team when you're viewing it as a challenge can really create that buy-in for others to really want to solve that problem with you. But it's also very important to focus on continued learning, skill development to be adaptable. Really understand what are the latest trends in your industry, what challenges or opportunities are coming up inside the organization for you to potentially pick up that new skill or learn something new that you didn't know before. It's going to also really come down to how do you focus on celebrating your team, its efforts, its progress, and the buy-in that they're giving you on the actual work and not just outcome-focused celebration with pizza parties because we hit our goal, right? We need to make sure that the team feels celebrated for showing up on a tough day, for executing and solving a tough query that might have stumped us for a period of time. It's going to really be important to have mindset strategies to be adaptable as well, being open to new ideas, being eager to learn and prepared to make changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Adaptability really means thriving through change, not just surviving it, right? It involves being agile and ready to learn and really seeing the opportunities when change comes up. So I really love that. I think adaptability is one of the most critical skills that anyone in the middle who wants to advance their career can learn to thrive with, right? One of the next things that we want to talk about is going to be about collaborative goal setting and communication. This is one of the most critical things that you can do being kind of in the middle and getting your team support to help you out in order to get that buy-in, get that engagement, and ensure that everyone on the team is working together towards that shared goal. When teams set goals together and communicate openly, they're more committed, right, to the vision and the outcomes. And this combination is really key in building trust and achieving the desired results, right? Goal setting, right, is really creating a process where every team member contributes to setting goals so that they have that buy-in and they're invested in the outcome. There's a complete difference between a manager coming in and saying, "Here are your goals for the year," instead of saying, "Hey, let's create the goals that we want to have for the year. Here's kind of what we want to do as a company. Let's set goals around it. Additionally, what are some personal goals that you want to achieve in order to become a more well-rounded professional, a little bit stronger in these areas, or whatever?" When you do it that way, the employee, like I said, has buy-in and they can get excited about the goals. When it comes to being adaptable and change, people are more adaptable when they buy in or they are empowered by that change versus when that change is forced upon them. And so this is a really great way to have that goal setting be a team effort with that individual. Additionally, with communication, really having those regular feedback sessions, discussions one-on-one, whether it's weekly or monthly, and really having openness and transparency be the norm within the team is going to make sure that you also have that engagement, buy-in, and that level of trust among the team. Awesome.
I think now we could probably throw an example for everybody to understand this a little better. Just imagine a situation in a tech company with initially struggling, but for whatever reason, the leadership got the team together. They broke down the silos to set new shared objectives. They openly discussed the challenges, the ideas. This strategic shift can help really clarify their direction, really significantly boost the team morale and the performance in turn, and also ultimately lead to groundbreaking software development.
Oh, love it. All right. Let's talk about leading by influence without authority. So, if you are leading a project, you have no authority. One of the most important aspects of leadership is truly influencing others. Leaders who embody the values and behaviors that they expect from their team can significantly impact engagement and success. So, we talked about this a little bit before, but when you're going through change, the organization is going through change, how you react or how you go through it is how your team members are going to be looking to go through it themselves, right? So leadership is not just about the directives, setting the goals. It's about actions that really inspire and influence the team. When you're going through these things, what I always recommend is to be visible and transparent and communicate your efforts, right? And how you're going through this. Actively participate in the initiatives yourselves and show that dedication. Show how you're going through it and show your part in it too. Why I think this is so important is because at the end of the day, you and your team, you're all human. And a lot of the things that you might be going through might be new to you as well as it is to them. And having that transparency and some of that a little bit of vulnerability is going to be a critical aspect for them to build that trust in you and demonstrating the qualities that you value most, such as commitment, integrity, honesty, trust, etc., is a good way for them to be able to show those values to you as well. Leveraging your expertise, building credibility, persuasive communication, open communication, trust, etc., all of those things are great ways to build a healthy team environment as well. All of these things, such as setting clear, actionable goals, identifying specific behaviors and values that you want to model, being self-reflective and giving feedback when it is needed early and often, being reliable and credible, and leading by example are great ways to really build your influence and authority from that middle. Is there anything else that we missed or that you would like to say, Jack, when it comes to leading from the middle?
I think really it's important to remember that just because you don't have the title doesn't mean you're not playing a critical role in achieving the organizational success. When you're leading on a project or a team lead or supervisor or you're a lower level manager, you're leading from the middle with influence really means by using your own expertise and leveraging every avenue that you can to be able to show that your team is hitting its objectives, that you're able to hit those goals on time, and also being authentic in your collaboration with others, being adaptable, showcasing that you can build a good environment of where people feel seen, their ideas are heard, as well as the really allowing others to bring their expertise to light, that showcasing that you are on the fast track to be that next promoted individual into that higher management position.
Absolutely. Remember, your leadership makes a higher impact when you walk the walk rather than when you talk the talk. If you're struggling by any chance to get to that next level of leadership, but you have walked the walk, we can help. We are experts in writing amazing resumes that showcase your value and get you hired. Make sure you set your free career success session with either myself or Jack at www.optimizedcareers.com. We will be back next week with another amazing episode about managing. We are going to be talking about matrix managements next week and then managing managers on the final week of March. Make sure that you are subscribed wherever you get your podcast to the Career Advancement Academy podcast. Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the Optimized Career Solutions YouTube channel. I'm dropping another episode tomorrow talking more about this in detail. We can't wait for you to watch. Make sure that you're subscribed. I hope that you have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next week.
Take care.
Thank you for attending the Career Advancement Academy this week. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation.
If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes.
If you're interested in working with us, check out www.optimizedcareersolutions.com to learn more.